the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, previously, we were discussing the second constituent of supplication, which is the supplicant. The first constituent of supplication was that spiritual attraction, and the third one is the Almighty Allah yet to be discussed. Now, regarding this second constituent, which is the supplicant, we mentioned that for a genuine supplicant, there are different conditions to be met if he or she is to be accounted from among those true supplicants. Now, the first condition regarding the supplicant is the very state of submission to the Almighty Allah. The second one that we somehow discussed in the previous episode was the fact that he must realize the Almighty Allah's absolute power. Al-Kulayni says in his book regarding this that Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of his wars was resting at the foot of a hill. One of his enemies seized the opportunity, drew his sword and went up to the Prophet sallallahu saying to him, "Who is going to save you now?" And the Prophet sallallahu instantly replied, "My God and your God." This means that the Holy Prophet believes that between his sharp sword and between his head, there is a power which is invisible to that enemy. This is what the Prophet believed. The infidel did not believe in what the Prophet ﷺ was saying. He smiled, he put his sword aside to give the Prophet a blow. But the Prophet ﷺ showed the right reaction, forcing him to let the sword fly in one direction. Now the Prophet ﷺ drew his sword, asking that infidel, "Now who is going to save you?" And that enemy replied, "Your generosity, because you are a great man." And the Prophet then pardoned him. So this is the kind of power that we must believe the Almighty Allah has. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "La yasduqu imanu 'abdin hatta yakuna bima fi yadillahi awthaq minhu bima fi yadihi." One's faith will not be true. This means one's faith will not reach the highest level. It will not be able to reach the highest level of completion unless he is certain of what there is in Allah's hand is more than his certainty of what there is in his own hand. حَتَّى يَكُونَ بِمَا فِي يَدِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَقْ مِنْهُ بِمَا فِي يَدِ. He must be more certain of what is in Almighty Allah's hand. This is the kind of condition which is needed for a true kind of supplicant. This is the true believing in God's power. Give him the best that I have ever given to the supplicants.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, we have discussed different conditions for the true supplicant. The supplicant to be responded to, a genuine supplicant, I mean. The third condition for a supplicant is to know that Almighty Allah is closer to him than anyone or anything else. And this is because the very Almighty Allah has said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am very near. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبْ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Elsewhere the Holy Quran says, and we are nearer to him than his life vein, than his jugular vein. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And know that Allah intervenes between man and his heart. So this is how the Almighty Allah introduces himself when he wants to make the servant realize that he is close. This is somehow connected to the previous condition that we mentioned previously. We mentioned that the Almighty Allah is to be understood. He must be understood a kind of Lord that is the absolute powerful. Imam Ali alayhi salam in his Saturday's prayer says, أَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيْكَ بِسِعَةِ رَحْمَتِكَ الَّتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My Lord, I approach to you by your great mercy, which has encompassed everything. وَقَدْ تَرَى يَا رَبِّ مَكَانِي وَتَطَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ ضَمِيرِي وَتَعْلَمُ سِرِّي وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ أَمْرِي. My Lord, you see my place, you know what there is in my conscience, you know my secrets, and nothing of my affairs is unknown to you. وَأَنْتَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And you are closer to me than my life vein. And this is what we read in many of our other supplications and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. We read in Abu Hamza Sumali's prayer, praise be to Allah, whom I ask for my need whenever I like, whom I become alone with to disclose my secret whenever I like, and then he achieves my need without an intercessor. This is the kind of Lord introduced to us in the supplications. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.